Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 26th day of the month of Iyar and on the 41st day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you don't receive the email, you can subscribe at together.ou.org and enter your email address in the blue box on the left screen. Again, that's together.ou.org. If you'd like to sponsor calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, Mora d'Asra, of the Young Israel of Passaic Clifton in Passaic, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Glasser reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, and conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholam and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, B'Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Glasser.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the Orthodox Union for convening our community for these calls of chizuk and for us to gather together in tefillah. Many of us, of course, are in finding ourselves in an opportunity to reinvigorate our connection to tefillah as it takes on such a different context and such a different environment, such a different experience. And I'd like to reflect on the opening words of the Shmona Esrei. Every single day, three times a day, we open our Shmona Esrei, not with a request, not with an appeal. We open our Shmona Esrei with an acknowledgement that we come from somewhere, that Am Yisrael finds its origins with the Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. And in the commentary on the Siddur, the Eitz Yosef, he quotes from the Panim Meiros, a very simple question, and that is, why is the distribution of the word Elokei ascribed to each one of the Avos? Why don't we simply simplify the formulation and say, Elokei Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Why do we ascribe to each one of these Avos the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? Why do we have such a more lengthy, verbose formulation? And the answer is very simply that if we would combine all into one, then we would presume that the faith that was discovered by Abraham Avinu is simply one that is replicated by each generation that follows. Abraham is the one that discovers God on his own, and then his son Yitzchak and his grandson Yaakov simply reinstate that original faith of Abraham, when in fact each one of the Avos has to discover a Kadosh Baruch Hu on their own. Each one of the Avos has their own orientation and their own sense of connection, has their own personality that relates to God in their own way. And so that when we begin the Shmona Esrei, we begin with this context of individuality, this notion that yes, we're all praying to the same God, but we all approach that God in our own individual way. There's a God of Abraham, there's a God of Yitzchak, there's a God of Yaakov, and there's a God of Yaakov Glasser, and there's a God of each and every individual that is on this call and that is part of the Jewish people. And that is the God that we all discover through our own journey of faith, that has within it our own challenges, our own moments, our own experiences. We begin every single day with a declaration, Mode ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam, shechzarta bi nishmasi bechem l'rabe munasecha. We awaken every morning and we essentially thank God for returning our souls to us. And the Medrash tells us that this declaration is based on the verse, Biyadcha af kidruchi padisa osi Hashem kelemes, that each and every night our soul ascends to heaven, collectively all of our souls are with God, and at the conclusion of the night when we awaken, God returns each soul to each individual. Says the Medrash, that why do we thank God for this? Because in theory, there's a lot of souls going to heaven at night. And when they are returned to this world, there could be confusion. And I could receive your soul and you could receive my soul. But no, God gives each soul back to its original owner. So we each awaken with our own soul. And the question is, that's such an incredible accomplishment for God. God, the limitless, transcendent being that could accomplish anything, that each one gets back their own soul? And the answer is, because the first thing we do when we awaken every morning is we acknowledge the fact that our own individual personality, our own individual identity, is what we embrace in our service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That when we awaken, we recognize that we look into the mirror and we thank God for creating us as ourselves. We have our own constellation of talents and abilities, our own successes, our own failures, our own journey, our own Elokei, our own relationship to God. And perhaps during this time where we find ourselves somewhat isolated from each other and somewhat disconnected from the larger experiences of Tefillah B'Tzibur, perhaps one of the things that we could recognize is the greatness and the capacity that we have to unleash and reveal the individual connection we have with God, and how special it is, and how unique it is, and how irreplaceable it is, and how we each bring something so special and something so individual to that relationship and to that experience. So as we recite these chapters of Tehillim together, we may be reciting the same words, we may be emoting similar sentiments, but we each do so from our own context and from our own individual experience. We each do so from our own journey of this entire experience and from our own personality that we bring to the world of tefillah, to the world of prayer. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, with chapter 20 together. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, yancha adunoi b'yom sarah, yisagevcha shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzio hun yisadecha, yizkar kol min chosecha, v'olascha yidashna zela, yitein lecha kilvavecha, v'chol atoscha yimalei, niranina v'shua secha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'anehu mishrei kocho, bigvuros yeshayimino, eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Heimakaru v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod, Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'anehu v'yom koreinu. The next parak that we're going to recite is Parak Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. L'David Adonai Orivi Ishi Mimi Ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Efchon, Bikrov Alai Mireim Lecholis Bisari Tzorai V'Oy Vaili, Hema Koshlu V'Nafalu, Im Tachane Alai Machane Lo Yira, Libi Im Takum Alai Milchama V'Zos Ani Voteyach, Achas sha'alti me'eis Adonai oso avakeish, shifti b'veis Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachazos b'noam Adonai uvaker b'heicholo, ki yitz b'neini b'suko, b'yom ra'o yastireini b'seiser ohalo, b'tzur yirom emeini, v'ato yorum roshi aloi vais v'vosai, V'ez b'cha b'ohalo zivchei siruam, Oshira v'azamra l'adunohi, Shema Adonai koli ekra, v'chaneini v'aneini. L'cha amar libi b'akshufanoi, Espanecha Adonai avakeish, Al taster panecha mimeni, Al tat be'af avdecha ezrasi ha'isa, Al tijeni v'al ta'azeni Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonoi ya'asveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha unecheni be'orach nishor, l'ma'an shorirai. Al tijeni b'nefesh tzorai, ki kamuvi edei sheker v'feya chamos. ולהם אנתי לראש בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קווי אל אדוני חזק ואמית ליבךו, וקווי אל אדוני.
Final parak of Tehillim that we will recite, parak Kof Lamed, chapter 130.
Shir hama'alos mima'amakim kirosicha adunohi. Adunohi shimavi koli tihieno aznecha kashuvos lekol tachaninohi. Imavonos tishmoryo adunohi miyamoh. Ki imecha aslicha lima'an tivorei. Ki visi adunoi kivso nafshi vilidvoroho hochalti. Nafshi ladunoi mishomrim laboker, shomirim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adunoi. Ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbei imo fidus. V'hu yifdes Yisroel mikol avonosos. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon, David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirapei es acholim. Ba'avur sha'atzibor mispalulim ba'avuram. Bishar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem la'chulimam ul'raposam ul'achazikam ul'achayosam. Yishlach lohem mehiro refua shlema min ha'shamayim l'ramach evareihem u'shesogideihem b'sol sh'ar choleg Yisrael refuas ha'nefesh u'refuas ha'guf hashto bagalov izman koriv v'nomar amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afeilo liyora u'mishibud l'geula, hashtar ba'agalo v'zman kariv v'nomar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Glasser. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. May the Rivono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Liebtag of Congregation Kehillah Jacob Beth Samuel in Chicago, Illinois. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.